In the book of Psalms this morning, 今日睇詩篇。 咁啱啱上個星期完咗嗰咁多後書。 Last week we finished 2 Corinthians. 我祈禱感受神要我哋認識詩篇。 And as I was praying, and the Lord really spoke to me, and I thought that we need to learn from the Psalms. 當我諗到詩篇，我諗到兩樣嘢。 And when I think of Psalms, I think of two things. 第一就係敬拜，第二個係禱告。 The first I think of is praise and worship, and then prayer. 詩篇係俾我哋睇到好多神嘅恩典。 And in Psalms we see a lot of the grace from the Lord. 詩篇呢就係大衛寫，and most of the Psalms are written by David. 佢寫咗73首， and he wrote 73 of them. 咁喺詩篇裏面可以睇到大衛嘅生平。 And in the book of Psalms, you can see a lot about the life of David. 睇到佢嘅面對困難，面對挑戰。 And you can see how he faced challenge and how he faced difficulties. 我哋都睇到，我唔需要舞台嘅。咁我哋睇到大衛呢，就係 在困难当中怎样依靠神。 And we see how David would, in the face of trouble and difficulty, how he'd trust in the Lord. 詩篇呢，就係一個好吸引嘅地方，就係因為大衛係好似個先知咁。 And one of the most amazing parts of the Psalms is because David was like a prophet. 咁佢係講好多預言。 And there's lots of prophecy in the book of Psalms. 亦都有好多關於耶穌基督嘅預言。 And there's lots of prophecy about Jesus Christ. 所以有好多係講彌賽亞詩篇。 And so there are many psalms we call the messianic psalms. 所以當我哋睇詩篇嘅時候，我哋會睇到好多關於耶穌嘅事情。 And so when you look at the psalms, you read a lot about Jesus. 甚至有啲人話詩篇描述耶穌嘅事情比福音書更多。 And in fact, many people say that there's more about Jesus in the Psalms than there is in the Gospels. 是看到詩篇就是更加全面認識耶穌的。 And as you look in the Psalms, you see Jesus clearer. 所以我們看到這個詩篇就是一個學愛神、敬拜、讚美、禱告。 And so the Psalms is where we can learn how to love God, to worship God, to pray to God. 也可以得到安慰、鼓勵和指引。 And we can receive comfort and encouragement and direction in our life. 非常之豐富。 所以今天我們開始看詩篇第一篇。 And so this morning we will start looking at Psalms chapter 1. 詩篇第一篇是只有6節。 And there's only 6 verses in Psalms chapter 1. 我們先去讀第1到第3節。 And I'm going to read from Psalms 1:1-3. 詩篇第一篇第1節。 不從惡人的計謀，不站罪人的道路，不坐涉萬人的座位。 Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. 為喜愛耶和華的律法，晝夜思想，這人便為有福。 But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. 他如像一棵樹 栽在溪水旁，按時候結果子，葉子也不枯乾。凡他所做的，盡都順利。He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in the season, whose leaf is shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. 我們一起低頭祈禱。Let's bow in prayer.
主啊，我們感謝你，今天我們有這麼好的時間，又come同我們一起分享詩歌。 一切带领我们到你的宝座前边敬拜，主，我们求你在我们当中彰显你的恩典，让我们在一起去敬拜，一起去赞美，一起是看到你的荣耀。愿意主你透过你的诗篇，透过你的话语去教导我们，鼓励我们，引导我们。我们将以下的时间交在你的手中，多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求，Amen。
鼓勵大家呢，我哋散會嘅時候就係記得喺個報告表嗰度係睇下個報告台，睇下啲有咩報告。Please remember on your way out today after we finish to look at the announcement table outside. 都係睇你個報告表， and also look at your announcement sheet. 咁有啲如果你報咗名，一陣間係食呢個愛宴。 記得留低同埋交錢。And if you signed up to be in the love feast today, remember to stay for the love feast. And also, if you haven't paid, to pay for that.
咁我呢度睇到詩篇第一篇，我覺得係用呢個比較愛神嘅人同埋惡人。
Here in Psalms chapter 1, David, or the psalmist, is comparing somebody who loves God with the ungodly.
他是用得福氣的人和受咒詛的人。
And the person who is blessed and the person who is not blessed.
我们看到第一节呢，他有三个不。
And you see in the first verse, there's three not, three no's.
咁但係第一節，如果你睇，如果你有雙排版聖經，你睇隔離新譯本。
But if you have, if you're looking at the parallel Bible there, the Chinese new Chinese version,
佢嘅一開頭話有福的人不從惡人嘅計謀。
And like it does in the English, it starts saying, "Blessed is the man."
所以你睇第一節一開始就講福。
And so you see in the first verse, as soon as it starts, it talks about blessing.
如果你去到第六節最尾嗰個字，
and if you go to the sixth verse and look at the last word in the sixth verse,
是滅亡嘅亡，
and it's the last verse, it is cursed or damned, right?
So 我哋睇到一個好好嘅選擇。
And so here is a great choice that you have to make.
你想得到福，但你想得到滅亡。
So do you want to be condemned or do you want to be blessed?
在人生里面我们要面对很多的选择。
And in our life we need to face many different choices and challenges.
詩篇给我们一个很好的对比。
And Psalms 1 is giving us this great comparison.
义人和恶人。
The righteous and the ungodly.
爱神的人和不爱神的人，
those who love God and those who do not love God，
跟从人和跟从世界的，
those who are following God and those who are following the world，
是一个很清楚的对比。
And it's a very clear contrast.
有一条路是可以得到福，
there's a road that you can receive blessing，
也有另一条路去到灭亡，
but there's another road that goes to condemnation.
有这一节里面有三个不，
and so the three no's in this first verse，
可以说是三个过程的。
And you could say it's like three stages in a process，
因为一个人远离神呢，不是一朝一夕，
because somebody that turns away from God, it doesn't happen overnight，
是一个过程，
it slowly happens，
是一个不知不觉一步步来的。
And it's you know, you don't really know that it's happening, it just comes step by step.
有基督徒远离神，就可能呢就因为迁就世界妥协，有小事这里小小那里小小就放松。
You know, as a Christian, if you start toturn away from God, you'll find that maybe it happens with compromising, or maybe giving in, or slowly just relaxing yourself a little bit here and a little bit there.
跟住你係不知不覺漸漸漂流。
And then before you know it, you know, you just start to drift away from God.
所以呢度叫我哋要小心，要謹慎。
And so the psalm is telling us we need to be careful, we need to be watching out.
不從恶人的计谋。
It says, don't follow the way of the sinful.
不从恶人的计谋是一个不从世界的或者潮流 的事情。
And so you could say, don't walk after the counsel of the ungodly. You could say, don't follow the way of the world. Don't follow what the world is doing.
这个是一个很现实的问题。
And that's a very practical issue that we face.
我们是很容易受这个世界的压力的。
And we are faced with the pressures of this world.
刚听见证的院舍的小朋友都是受很多这个世界的压力。
And as we were listening to the testimony, the children in the orphanage facing a lot of pressures.
我想你都很多压力的。
I think many of you are facing the same pressures, 是不是？ We face peer pressure.
我哋有朋輩壓力，我哋face family pressure， 我哋有家庭壓力，有同事社會嘅壓力 ，and we've got our co-workers in the society putting pressure on us. 有好多个唔同嘅声音，好多个人叫你应该跟从佢。And there's so many voices and sounds saying you should follow them. 系想你系迎合佢嘅，跟住潮流。And they want you to be like they are and be in the fashion or in you know doing what they think is relevant. 想你迷堆，所以成日话基督徒系迷堆。And so they want you to be part of their group, you know. And so often they say, "Oh, you Christians just don't take part," you know.
我覺得喺現代港澳係面對呢個問題比以前仲多。
I think the pressure of Hong Kong and Macau facing this pressure is stronger than it ever was before.
所以我哋係不從惡人嘅計謀
，and so not to follow, not to walk in the way of the ungodly.
是一个好好的提醒
It's a very big encouragement or realization that we need to look at.
在学校里面可能都会面对这些问题
Maybe in school you face these challenges.
或者我女儿刚刚在这个学期读的东西一个伦理道德观的一个课程
Like my daughter now is you know in this class and teaching some kind of ethics or religion or whatever.
咁佢一路灌输嗰个观点就系道德观、价值观、伦理同宗教冇关。
And they're trying to stress and force and teach that ethics and morals do not come from religion.
一直世界各即系历史以嚟都系话价值观、道德观系由神而嚟。
And the traditional feeling is that all ethics and morals have been given to us by God.
咁而家唔信神嘅就价值观、道德观、伦理就系大家社会决定。
But now you know the relativism is that ethics or morals come from what we as a society hold to be true.
我大多数嘅决定咩啱啊咩错
，and the majority decides what is right and wrong.
变咗冇绝对
，That means there is no absolute.
系大家认为啱就啱，大家认为错就错。
And that if you think it's right, if everyone thinks it's right, and if everyone thinks it's wrong, it's wrong.
系冇一个标准
，And that there is no standard.
所以如果你跟从世界嗰套咧，就系冇晒标准，大家认为啱就啱啦。
And so if you follow the world's thinking, then you go whatever the world thinks is right is right.
但我哋系不从世界嘅 ，but we don't follow the world, do we? 我哋要跟从耶稣，跟从圣经。
We need to follow what God says, what the Bible says,
系咪？科学就话你听，冇神创造，人有马骝变嘅进化而嚟。
You know, in the science class, they teach you that God didn't create you. You're an evolutionary product, you know, a mistake. You just accidentally happened.
如果你信科学，跟从科学，咁我哋唔使理神。
And if you believe in what they're trying to teach in the science, then we don't have to follow what God says.
所以我哋不从世界，我哋要从神。
We don't follow the world, we should follow God.
咁呢个系一个嘅，系要做选择嘅。是一个嘅决定。
And that's something we need to choose, it's a choice.
咁澳门啊，头先都大敬拜嘅时候，大家都知澳门系一个赌场嘅城市。
And you know, as they're leading in worship, we all know, you know, Macau is a big casino, right?
所以澳门咧就系开赌嘅，鼓吹赌嘅。
And so the Macau government has opened the casinos and encouraging people to gamble.
澳门政府唔会叫你唔赌，澳门政府叫你负责任赌博。
And the Macau government doesn't tell you not to gamble. They tell you to gamble responsibly.
哇，这个你讲到矛盾的一个冇可能的事呢，就是负责任赌博。
If you talk about an oxymoron, an ironic, impossible thing is that they have a responsible gambler.
因为当你是赌到红晒的、兴晒的，是没办法负责任，是不是？
Because when you get gambling, you know, and you just get caught up in it, there's no way you can do it responsibly. 澳門面對好多呢啲挑戰。Macau, we face so many of these challenges. 佢話跟從世界定係跟從神。So who are you going to follow? You going to follow God or you going to follow the world? 唯一嘅路可以得到福氣係跟從神。The only path that leads to blessing is following God. 耶穌叫我哋舍己，天天背起十字架跟從佢。Jesus told us to die to yourself, pick up your cross daily and follow Him. 耶穌說我道路真理生命若不藉著我沒有人到父那裡去。Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth and the life. No one can come to God the Father but by me. 耶穌就是要我們行祂的條路。Jesus wants us to walk on His road. 耶穌說我們聽有兩條路的。Jesus said, there are two roads. 一條是闊的。另一條是窄的。Jesus said, the one road is wide and broad. The other road is narrow. 他說行闊的路是很多人。And those that walk on the broad way are the many. 但行窄路呢就少。But those who walk on the narrow road are few. 但耶穌說行闊路的是去到滅亡的。But Jesus said, the broad way goes to destruction. 是窄路先去到永生。And it's the narrow road that goes to eternal life. 咁你选择你行边条路嘅。And so you have to choose which road are you going to follow. 你咪跟大队去到嗰条路去到灭亡。And if you follow the crowd and go on the broad way, you're going to end up in destruction. 但如果你跟耶稣嗰条窄路，你去到永生。But if you follow Jesus' road, the narrow road, you end up in eternal life. 第二个 but, the second no.就是不站恶人的道路 nor stands in the path of sinners. 这个次序由跟从去到站的。And that's the progression from following to standing. 咁可能我哋睇到呢个我哋觉得调转咗。And maybe most of you look at this and you think it's backwards. 应该系坐先跟住起身跟住行。And most of you, you know, we usually think first you're sitting,And then you're standing, and then you're walking. 这个是调转，这个是跟先，跟着站，跟着坐。But this is backward. It's following first, and then standing, and then sitting. 为什么呢？因为你远远跟从，可能你欣赏，可能你是同意，但你不够胆站出来的。Because if you're following from afar, maybe you appreciate them, maybe you agree with them, but you're not willing to step out and stand with them.所以可能他有很多的事或者示威有什么都好咁你在背后是我同意我支持 and you know maybe they're having a demonstration or maybe they're doing something and you're standing back and you're saying yeah I believe 但是这个是跟从你在理念上相同你是跟着你欣赏 and so you're thinking in the same attitude in the same heart 但是当你站出来说我跟他一起站立你进步了恶化了 But when you take a step out and you say, I'm going to stand with them, you've actually made a progression. It's a downward progression. 例如可能你会私底下自己看咸湿片看很多咸湿书上网看咸湿东西 Maybe in your private life, you're looking at pornography on the internet, in movies or whatever.你赞成因为你看 and you're in agreement because you're looking at it 但你站同他一起就是你开始行你所看他做的事你自己去实行 but when you step out and you start doing what you're watching on the pornography and you start doing it then you've taken a progression down because you're putting it into action 是吗你的朋友叫你啊陪我去赌场啊冷一冷的。咁你说啊我陪但我唔赌。And so you say, okay, I'll go with you, but I'm not going to gamble. 跟你陪住佢但你係就係睇。咁你陪佢等于你赞成嘛。And if you go with them, that means that you agree, right? 但当你就係陪陪下跟住你自己说喂我落埋一份啊。But when you are with them and then all of a sudden you start gambling with them, then you've taken a step downward. 因为你现在开始站立跟他一起 Because now you're standing with him. 大家明白那个分别。
Do you all understand the difference between following and standing?
我们是要面对这个压力的，是越行越来升级，越来严重。
We need to face this reality that the more you get into sin, the more you intense it becomes, the more powerful the hold it has on you.
第三个层面就是不坐。
And then he goes to not sitting.
不坐涉万人的座位,
nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
先是跟从，跟着是站立，跟着坐。
So it's following, standing, and now it's sitting.
因为坐涉万人的座位代表什么?
What does it mean to sit in the council of the scornful?
涉万人就是那些亵渎神，不认同神。
And the scornful are those that don't believe God, they blaspheme God, they curse against God.
所以你跟他一起坐，等于什么?
So sitting with him, what does it mean?
在圣经里面，一起坐的意思就是等于一起跟他计划，一起是策划。
In the Bible, when it says sitting with them, it actually means that you're planning, you're conniving with them.
即是说，有一个跟从者，一个支持者，站立者，去到一个主谋策划者。
And so you've gone from being a follower, an admirer, to somebody who's standing with them in support, and then you're actually becoming the organizer.
所以是一个进度的，是最深的进度。
And so you've gone into the deepest place.
我看到圣经里面有一个很好的例子是可以看到的。
And there's a great analogy of this in the Bible.
是创世纪罗德的经历。
And if you look in Genesis, you don't have to turn to it, but in Genesis you see the life of Lot.
亚伯拉罕带他的侄子罗德一起离开他家乡去到迦南地。
And Abraham took his nephew Lot with him from his hometown and brought him to the promised land.
但是他两个强盛，他有个时候他没办法一起住，因为罗德的仆人和亚伯拉罕的仆人经常吵架。
And they both were blessed and prospered, and they came to a point where they couldn't stay together anymore because Lot's servants and Abraham's servants kept arguing.
于是亚伯拉罕很大方。 哇，好，侄仔，你选择，你要东就去东，我去西，你要西，你去西，我去东。
And so Abraham said, okay, nephew Lot, you know, great, you make a choice. Look at any place, you choose. You go to the left, and I'll go to the right. You go to the right, I'll go to the left.
罗德就怎样选择?
And what did Lot choose?
罗德就选择个平原，大平原。
And Lot chose the great plain.
个平原里面有索多玛,
and in the plain was Sodom.
那个平原就是很肥沃又好像埃及。
And in this plain was very fertile, and it was like Egypt.
罗德见到这个地方就吸引了他。
And Lot saw this place, and it attracted him.
他就是很被吸引就想去的。
And he saw it, and it motivated, and he said, I want to go there.
所以开始已经有个 跟从。
And so that's when it started the following.
他是很羡慕那种生活。
And he actually was admiring that kind of a lifestyle.
好，他去了，过了一段时间，我们见到圣经讲明，罗德的帐篷渐渐移去到索多玛。
And then a little bit later in Genesis, we see that it says that Lot moved his tent, or pitched his tent, as far as Sodom.
他是渐渐就越来越接近索多玛这个罪恶的城市。
And he kept getting closer and closer to Sodom, the sinful city.
他是跟从他的，欣赏他的。
He was following them, he was admiring them.
跟着发生什么事?
And then something happened.
他有敌人来打那几个城市，即是抢掠的俘虏的罗德都被俘虏埋。
And then some other enemies, some other kings came into the land, and they captured Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities, and they captured Lot, and they took them captive.
你想想，真是好福气，是不是？ 选择呢个地方，欣赏呢个地方，跟住变一个嘅贱夫。
And what a great blessing, you know, you're really admiring this place, and then you get caught and you get trapped and you get enslaved.
亚伯拉罕要去出兵，佢都唔系军人，佢出兵系打呢五王，就系抢翻啲人。
And Abraham wasn't even an army, wasn't even a soldier, military man, and he went and he fought against the five kings, and he rescued all of the people, and he rescued Lot.
要系罗德喺嗰个时候应该醒悟啊！亚伯拉罕有福，我冇福。
At that time, Lot should have thought Abraham was blessed. I'm not blessed.
亚伯拉罕可以保护我，神亚伯拉罕嘅神可以保护我，所多玛唔可以保护我。
Abraham's God can protect me. Sodom cannot protect me.
如果系你喺嗰个时候，你会做咩选择
？If it was you at that point, what would you choose?
罗德选择咩啊？去所多玛，坐喺佢嘅门口。
Lot chose to go to Sodom and sit in the city gates.
在圣经里面坐在城市的门口，代表你是个官员的，是个高官在审判所多玛那些人 的事情。
And in the Bible, if you're sitting at the city gates, that means that you are a ruler of the place, that you're sitting there as a judge, a ruler over the people.
所以罗德就是由选择平原渐渐移居去到所多玛，跟住坐喺所多玛嘅城门。
And so Lot took this. He was looking at the plain. He gradually pitched his tent towards Sodom, and then he was sitting in Sodom's gate.
当天使去毁灭所多玛嘅时候
，When the angels went to destroy the city of Sodom,
罗德坐喺个门口 ，Lot was sitting at the city gate. 罗德系一个官员。
And he was one of the rulers.
跟住神要抢救佢出嚟 ，and then the angels had to rescue Lot out of the city. 结果罗德得到啲乜嘢
？What did Lot get out of all of this?
佢啲女又喺结咗婚，佢女婿喺所多玛死。
His daughters that were married died with their husbands in Sodom.
佢嘅太太跟住嚟向后望。变咗严处
，his wife as they were leaving Sodom, she turned around and looked, and then she turned into a pillar of salt.
佢向后望嘅意思就系佢心里边系唔舍得，唔想离开，佢系仲要所多玛。
And what it means that she turned back and looked, it's not that she just looked with her eyes. It means in her heart she didn't want to give up the lifestyle of Sodom.
跟住罗德结果去到山区。自己同两个女生活
，and then Lot ended up living in the mountains with his daughters.
边个得福？亚伯拉罕定罗德
？Who got the blessing, Abraham or Lot?
好明显，亚伯拉罕系跟从神得到神嘅福气，罗德系跟世界得个吉。
And you can see the truth is that as Abraham was following God, he got the blessing from God. What Lot got? Was emptiness,
空虚，两手空空。
His hands were empty. He lost everything.
所以我哋要好小心，我哋点样选择
？So we need to be very careful. How are we going to choose?
嗱，你睇第二节。
Let's look to verse 2.
唯有喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
第二节、第三节系俾我哋一个主动点样得福嘅方法。第一节系俾我哋个被动得福嘅方法。
Verse 2 and 3 are telling us the aggressive way, the way of action to receive a blessing. Verse 1 tells us the passive way to receive a blessing.
在第一节，你唔好跟世界，你唔好羡慕佢，唔好同佢一齐玩。
In verse 1 it says, "Don't follow the world, don't be involved with the world."
但系第二节、第三节系话你听，你要做啲乜嘢
？But verse 2 and 3 tells you what you should be doing.
你应该系喜爱神嘅话。
You should be loving the word of God.
我应该系跟从神
，and you should be following God.
所以唯有喜爱神嘅律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
And so he who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night, he shall be blessed.
你喜爱神的话吗？ Do you love the law of the Lord? 神的话即是圣经。 The law of the Lord is the Bible. 你是不是真的喜爱圣经？ Do you really love the Bible? 你是不是真的觉得圣经是非有不可？ Do you really think that the Bible is the most important thing in your life? 因为你喜爱那样东西，你会花时间做那样东西。 Because you will spend time doing that which you love. 如果你喜爱电视剧，你会花时间煲剧。And if you love watching the soap operas, you're going to just spend all your time watching the soap operas, right? 如果你喜爱打机，你会花时间打机。And if you love playing video games, you're going to spend your time playing video games.你喜爱做嗰样嘢，你就会花时间做嗰样嘢。And you will spend time doing that which you love. 你有冇喜爱神嘅话语？ Do you love God's word? 你咪喜爱圣经？ Do you love the Bible? 那有个程度上，你话喜爱神嘅话语就等于喜爱神。And in an essence, you could say loving the Bible means that you love God.因为神的话语就教我们听怎样去爱神，怎样跟从神。 Because if you, the Bible tells us how to love God and how to follow God. So 如果你喜爱圣经，你喜爱神。 And so if you love God, you love His word, you love God, you love Him. 你花多少时间看圣经？ How much time do you spend reading the Bible? 我们看圣经 是要花时间。 We need to put time into it.你说啊，我来听到，我星期日一次就认识圣经的。I come to church and I hear the Bible once a week. 够不够？这样叫喜爱的吗？ Is that enough? Does that mean you love it? 如果你真的喜爱，一个星期一次就点一点，够不够咯？我喜爱吃叉烧，上一个星期吃叉烧饭。I love 叉烧， so once a week I eat roast pork rice, you know. 这样的喜爱好像不够。如果你真的喜爱，应该是花时间每一天看圣经。If you really love the Bible, you should spend time each day studying and reading the Bible. 应该有听到看圣经，阅读圣经。You should be listening to the Word of God and you should be reading the Word of God. 你真的喜爱，不单单是阅读，你应该是研究。If you really love the Word, you shouldn't just be listening, you should be studying it. 所以应该来查经班。So you should be coming to Bible study, 应该来主学， and you should be coming to Sunday school. 但应该又是自己花时间研究，甚至或者在奥圣报读的。But you should be spending time in your personal life to be actually studying the word, or maybe even taking some classes at Macau Bible school. 但都不够哦，你听，你读，你研究，够不够啊？你说昼夜思想。 Here it tells us that we need to day and night be meditating on the word. 怎可以昼夜思想圣经的？ How can I study the word of God day and night? 有什么方法？那如果你朝早看圣经，看一段五分钟，看完盖埋圣经，搞定翻工。Now if in the morning you just read the Bible for 5 minutes and then after you read it you close the Bible and you go to work, 你就会左耳入右耳出。It's going to go in one ear and out the other. 你会看完就算， and you'll just read it and then forget what you read. 没办法昼夜思想。 It's impossible to be thinking about it all day. 但如果你朝早看圣经，跟着找个金句。 But if in the morning when you read the Bible, then you find a key verse, 跟着你写下一个卡纸， and then you write down that key verse on a little card, 跟着你放在个袋子，或者你写在个手机里， and then you put thatin your pocket, or maybe you put the verse in your telephone, in your smartphone. 跟住你係翻工嘅時候坐緊巴士就攞出嚟睇， and then when you go into work, you take it out and you look at it on the bus. 跟住你休息嘅時候飲咖啡嚟睇， and then when you're having a break, you know, you're drinking your coffee, you look at it. 跟住你食飯嘅時候就攞出嚟睇， and then when you're having lunch, you take it out and you look at it. 跟住你放工又搭巴士又睇， and then you get off work and you get back on the bus and you look at it. 如果你揸車唔好睇。And if you're driving, don't look at it. 跟住你回到家睡觉之前又看， and then you come home and you look at it again before you go to bed. 你那天整日是不是那节经文在你思想里面？ Isn't that verse being in your thoughts all day long? 如果你日日这样做，你会不会你睡觉的时候你发梦会发什么梦？ And when you go to, if you do that all day long, what dreams are you going to dream when you're at sleep at night? 你会思想那个经文， you'll be thinking about that verse.
咁你背熟个经文，思考佢。And so you memorize the verse, you think about the verse.
跟住个神嘅话语入到你心。And then God's word gets into your heart. 系咪？所以如果你想个成长百科或者栽培班或者我啲门训，你识个口诀。So if you've been on some discipleship programs or some Bible training, you probably know this. 听读完仲想用，系咪？听读研究默想背诵默想跟住用。我听揸唔到圣经，我就系思想揸得唔实，但系我读就实啲，跟住我用啲时间研究就实啲，跟住我开始背熟圣经又实啲，但系都系容易跌啦。但系我实行我用就好实，系咪？实唔实？呢本书够唔够大？够。听读研究仲想用，即系读咩啲？听读完仲想用，系咪？咁我哋系将神嘅话语放喺心里边，昼夜思想，就可以实行出嚟神嘅话。这个系叫喜爱神嘅话。That's called loving the Lord, the word of the Lord。你睇第三节 ，look at verse 3， 他要将一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子又不枯干。凡他所做的尽都顺利。He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. 点样得到福？ How do you receive blessing? 喜爱神嘅话语，就得到满足。If you love the word of God, you will be fulfilled. 这个是大福。That is a big blessing.点解我叫满足 ？Why do I say fulfillment？ 因为你一棵树喺个溪水旁结果子，满唔满足 ？Is a tree planted by the river bearing fruit? Is that a fulfilled tree？ 神要我哋生命系满足 ，God wants our life to be fulfilled。我哋需要满足感 ，We need fulfillment。你想揾到满足感，你喺世界揾唔到。And if you want fulfillment, you'll never find it in the world. 你赌钱唔会揾到，越赌越衰，越赌越多，越赌越大，越赌越麻烦。The more you gamble, the more trouble you're going to make. The more you're going to lose, the more discouraged you're going to be. 我以前吸毒，越吸多啲，越系要刺激，越嚟越大胆。I used to be a drug addict, and the more drugs you take, the more you want, and the more it gets worse, and it's just a downward spiral.是不会满足的 You will never be satisfied 开头饮一杯半杯酒就觉得满足 Maybe you start off with half a cup of alcohol And you think, oh that's great 饮饮下就两三杯都是没事的 And after you've been drinking for a while Two or three cups don't even do anything for you, right? 跟住饮整卡啤酒都是不怕醉 And then you drink a whole jug of beer And it doesn't even get you drunk 但饮不满足的But are you fulfilled? 饮醉的时候，第二朝起身就系好讨厌，系咪 ？When you get drunk and the next morning you wake up, you just really hate it, right? 系冇满足感。真正嘅满足系由神而嚟。True fulfillment comes only from God. 因为你系爱神嘅，神就使你满足。When you love God, God gives you fulfillment. 佢系充满你嘅心。树就需要水同埋阳光。A tree needs water and light. 如果你喜爱神，你就好似棵树有所需要的。And if you love the Lord, and then you'll be like a tree, and God will provide everything you need. 我想我们人呢就需要的也比树多的。I think we need things more than a tree, don't you? 但神会供应，神会为你预备。But God will provide, He'll give it for you.我哋人需要爱，需要平安，需要意义，需要关心，需要满足感。We need love, we need peace, we need meaning in our life. We need other people to care for us. We need fulfillment. 神系供应一切。
And God provides it all.
神俾我哋滋润，神俾我哋满足感。
And God gives us, nurtures us and fulfills us.
你睇下呢个经文话，即系会结果子。
And here it says that the tree will produce fruit.
果树应该系结果子。
And a fruit tree should produce fruit.
如果果树唔结果子，佢系坏树。
And if a fruit tree doesn't produce fruit, he's a bad tree.
所以神创造我哋系要结果子。
God created us that we should produce fruit.
咁你要结咩果子？
And so what fruit should you be producing?
西瓜、苹果。
Should you be producing apples and oranges or watermelons?
我哋要结个果子就系仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。信实、温柔、节制。
The fruit we should be producing is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
你喜爱神嘅话，神就俾你结果子。
As you love the word of God, then God will cause you to produce fruit.
系应该系因为神满足咗你，你就可以结到果子。
It's because God has fulfilled you that you will produce this fruit.
仲有一个福气嘅。
And there's another blessing here.
所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does shall prosper.
你想唔想所做嘅嘢都系顺利嘅？
Do you want everything that you do in your life to be prosperous?
有冇人想啊？我希望我今日出嚟就唔顺利啊，遇到逆境啊，遇到困难啊，我好中意挑战啊。
Does anybody wake up in the morning and say, "Hey, I want my day today to be full of obstacles and trials because I just love the challenge"?
我希望我今年临班，因为我系想面对临班嘅考验啊。
I want to fail this year because I want to face what it's like to be a repeat student.
我希望老细炒我鱿鱼，因为我系。未经历过，我想经历下。
I hope that my boss will fire me because I've never experienced that before.
冇人会咁傻嘅。
Nobody does that.
边个结婚话我结婚因为我想离婚啊
？Who gets married because they say I got married because I want to get a divorce?
人生嘅经历所有即系全部都要经历下，我未经历过离婚，所以我结婚为咗离婚。
Yeah, I want to experience all that there is in life, so I'm going to get married so I can get a divorce.
傻嘅，边个会咁谂啊
？Nobody's going to think like that.
我哋希望我哋所做嘅嘢系顺利嘅。
We hope that whatever we do is going to prosper.
系咪？如果你真系想顺利，你应该喜爱神嘅话语。
If you really want to prosper, you should love the Word of God.
花时间亲近神。
Take time to spend time with God.
但你是要知道凡事顺利不等于不会有挑战。
But do remember that even if everything you do prospers, it doesn't mean you will not face challenges and difficulties.
凡事顺利不等于不会软弱，不会跌低。
And it doesn't mean that you won't be weak and stumble at times.
但是当你是喜爱神的话语，你面对什么困难挑战，神与你同在。
刚才他分享见证都是这样说，是
吧？ It means that whatever you face in life, even if you face the challenges, God will be with you.
And that's what the worship team was just teaching us, right?
神在什么环境在什么时候都与你同在
That whatever you go through God is going to go through it with you
所以你可能面对失败可能面对困难但你可以信靠神的帮助
So maybe you will face some failures or some difficulties but God will be there with you
因为我们喜爱神的话语的意思是什么
Because what does it mean to love the Word of God?
个意思就是喜爱神的带领，喜爱神的指导。
It means that you love the leading and the guidance of God.
圣经里面教导你应该咁样行，你就接受神的教导就是咁样行咯。
And the Bible tells you that you should walk this way, and you receive that, and you walk this way.
但是当我们是拒绝神的带领我说我要按我自己的方法
But when you reject the leading of God And you say I'm going to do it my way
你睇到圣经，圣经话要点点点，你话诶唔使啊，我有我嘅方法。And you read the Bible and it says, hey, you should do this and this. You say, I don't need that. I got done. I can handle it. 跟住会发生咩事 ？And then what's the result? 失败啊，碰冚头埋墙啊。You fail. You hit your head against the wall. You 都骨头路。You hit a dead end.但你喜爱神嘅话，神就会带领嘅。But if you love the word of the law, He's going to lead you. He's going to show you what to do. 咁样先要凡事都顺利。And that's when you're going to have prosper. 那最后三节呢，好快。Let's look really quickly at the last three verses. 恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. 因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人中。Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. 因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路，却必灭亡。For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. 那诗人话我哋听，义人喜爱神嘅话，恶人就唔系咁样。And so he's telling us the difference between the righteous and the ungodly. 恶人。好似糠秕被风吹散 ，and the ungodly are like the chaff in the wind that just drives it away. 有冇人知道糠秕系乜嘢 ？Do you know what chaff is？ 因为割禾嘅时候，即系跟住攞啲嗰啲禾系咁样打喺地下，跟住啲米粒出嚟啊嘛。Have you ever, you know, in the field, you know, you cut down the rice paddies and you get the rice and then you hit the rice on the ground？ 系咪咁啊？跟住啲粒米粒。你筛下佢，筛下手，筛下筛下筛下 ，and then you put the rice in the sieve or whatever, you know, and you throw it up in the air. 跟住啲壳咧就飞出嚟，飞，嗰啲米就跌 ，and then the outside the chaff of the rice flows in the wind, and the rice falls down. 系咪咁啊？我未耕过田，我唔知嘅。Is it, I've never been in a rice paddy, so I'm just guessing. 系类似系咪？咁我飞走嗰啲系个壳啊！而家人哋话食埋啲壳系健康嘅，有纤维嘅。Now they saying, you know, eat the chaff. It's good for you. It gives you fiber inside, so it keeps you moving inside. Yeah. 糠秕被风吹散，冇价值，冇用。And so the chaff just gets blown away in the wind. It's of no value and is no good.恶人系咁样 ，That's what the ungodly are like. 佢所做嘅你羡慕佢冇用嘅 ，And so it doesn't mean anything to be admiring them. 因为佢有日会消失嘅 ，Because one day they're just going to disappear. 糠秕系会漂流，系冇固定，系短暂嘅。The chaff is just going to float around. It's not going to have anything stable, and it's temporary.It's not going to last. 但是喜爱神的话语是永恒。But loving the Lord is eternal. 第五节说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。And in verse 5 it says, On judgment day, the ungodly will not stand in the judgment. 你想想，开头说我们不要跟恶人一起站立。At first it says, don't stand with the ungodly. 现在就讲恶人都站不立。And now it says, the ungodly aren't even going to be able to stand. 如果你跟他一起站立，你会跟他一起跌。And if you're standing with them, you're going to fall with them. 是不是？咁如果你要跟他一起跌，不如不要跟他站立。And if you're going to fall with them, don't even stand with them. 因为到审判的时候，神就会审判一切。Because when we come to judgment, God's going to judge it all. 現在所見的是短暫的。Everything you see now is temporary. 審判來到永恆才是重要的。When judgment comes, eternal life is the most important thing. 所以你選擇是要為永恆選擇，不是為這些短暫的東西。When you make your choice, you should choose for eternity, not for this temporary stuff.今天那些恶人可能有钱，你好羡慕，哇，住靓楼，有法拉利啦，兰博基尼。现在澳门讲，法拉利啫， Lamborghini 先正啊.
You know, and maybe you really admire them because, you know, they got a big house, they drive a Ferrari, but now lots of people in Macau say, it's a Ferrari, no thing. I want a Lamborghini now, yeah. Ferraris are nothing. So many Ferraris in Macau, who cares about one, yeah. Hey,
站立不住哦,
審判的時候全部燒曬的. It's not going to last. When judgment comes, it's all going to burn.
你跟從誰? Who are you following? 第六節,因為耶和華知道義人的道路,惡人的道路,卻必滅亡.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
你想跟從誰? Who are you going to follow?
總結就是神知道一切。 The conclusion is God knows everything.
你按照神的意思跟住耶稣, 你有福,
你按照世界跟住世界, 就滅亡。 And if you follow God's way, then you will be blessed. But if you follow the way of the world, you're going to perish.
選擇是你, it's your choice. 我們一起祈禱, let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，今日可以睇诗篇第一篇。我求你俾我哋更加明白你嘅真理。我哋多谢你，今日我哋有come同我哋一齐，俾我哋咁好嘅敬拜。但系我哋知道主耶稣，你都想我哋每一个人系选择跟从你，有主你嘅爱喺我心里边。所以求主俾我哋一个心系喜爱你嘅话。
要跟从你，因为呢个世界系玩唔溜嘅。我哋可能跟从世界，俾世界玩死。主要我哋靠你，俾我哋个心系可以一心一意跟从你，认识你。我哋多谢你，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求。阿门。好，默祷之后开散会。